for being carried in by men.
Ignore the big men.
It's the only way we can get in the room, you know?
That's how I always strange. Make an entrance, though.
Right. Well, I don't know how to sit here.
So why do they call you mommy bloggers? Because I see at least three men here.
We're known as daddy bloggers.
Daddy bloggers. Okay, I just want to clear that up right off the bat, you know?
Nothing weird going on.
Yeah, okay, good.
You're all just fans in my eye, though.
If I was a whole group of women, I suppose I'd have a couple of men, as bloggers do. Makes sense, right?
Yes. Why not? How does this work? Do we ask them questions?
No, Constantine. No. They ask us questions.
They ask the questions, we provide the answers.
All right, fine. Who's first?
I have a few questions. Well, it's actually the same question from multiple people on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And I want to know both Constantine and Kermit, is it boxers or briefs?
Oh, I'm definitely boxers myself. Although I'm
it's
nothing
neither.
Right now.
Give me a break.
I just like to go free and easy.
You cannot lie to all these people. I said you can't lie to all these people. They can see the answer right now.
Well, yes. I mean,
Kermit, I am more honest than you. I wear nothing.
Oh, no, I do like to wear boxers every chance I get.
Oh.
Yes. I look ridiculous in them. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
So some of my readers want to know
what?
About Miss Piggy. Who's more romantic, Kermit or Constantine?
Oh, that's easy. Yes.
Yep.
Kermit. Yep. He's so much more handsome than this toad.
No. You know what? She does not know difference.
Yeah, that...
Look, close your eyes, pig.
That's true.
I can't.
Hand over eyes. Look other way. Do something. Come on. Throw me bomb.
I'll cover
watch
my
this.
Eyes.
Watch this. Okay, watch this.
Miss Pig. Miss Pig, can you
You're
hear me?
You're not fooling me, Kermit.
I fool
Who
you,
cares,
pig.
Pig. Who cares, pig? Miss Pig.
Oh, come on. Well,
all right, okay.
You sound nothing like Kermit.
See, she has no
so
idea.
So easy
no
to
idea.
Fool pig.
Yeah, yeah.
Did that answer your question?
It brings up so many more questions.
I know.
Yeah. Yes, well...
I've got a question for Miss Pig. Mm. You look fantastic, Miss Pig. I don't know, did you lose
that
weight?
That is a
that
wonderful
is not question.
Thank you so much.
What's your secret?
My secret?
For looking so great.
Well, I don't think it's going to work for you. But,
women who read my blog.
I just woke up one morning and decided I'm not going to age. That's not for me. I'm going to do something else with my life. You know, I'm not going to waste my time aging. You know? I'm going to drink some coffee. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to drink coffee. I'm not going to age. I'm going to go get my nails done.
Yep.
I'm not going to age.
And it worked?
You have to ask.
Okay, I guess it worked.
She also has good plastic surgeon. It is true. I only speak truth.
He is amazingly
more truth than
amazingly
than
blunt.
Yeah.
Yes, that is right. It is nothing to be ashamed of.
No,
I've just learned not to speak the whole truth. That's all.
That's because it gets you a punch.
That's because I don't want to exterminate myself.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Piggy.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. You're going to call on people?
That's my job, okay?
You are going to moderate?
We'll get back to
you. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
You do it, Piggy.
Yes.
You always look so fashionable, Miss Piggy, and I was wondering if you have a favorite designer and how was it working with Vivian Westwood on your wedding gown?
Yes. Right now, Vivian Westwood is my favorite. She made me some exquisite dresses and outfits for the movie, including a certain white gown.
Yes, I've seen it.
That I wear down a certain aisle in the movie.
Which you fortunately you did not get, fortunately for me, you didn't get to keep your wardrobe.
I could call Vivian. I'm sure she'd let me borrow it again.
I think it disappeared.
No, for a day.
No, I that's okay.
Just once, that's all it takes.
That's okay. Okay.
Anyways, okay. I love her fashions. Yes. And the dress that she made, it's really quite had something. It's actually made out of recycled plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Smells like sour milk. But it looks great. It looks great.
Everybody loves milk.
That's true. That's true. That's true. We'd say, Piggy, you got milk? That was our big joke on set. Yep. Yep.
Next.
Yes,
next,
yes,
next,
yeah,
next.
In the back there, in the back.
I have a question for Kermit.
Yes, ma'am.
So, we saw Miss Piggy's dream sequence of your future together where you guys get married and you have cute little pink frog and green
yeah,
frog, whatever.
Yeah.
Any plans to make that come true?
Well, to the extent
yes.
that Miss Piggy will.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was for him.
I was just going to say, that then you could be a mommy blogger.
Oh.
You are the future me.
Oh my goodness, so many ways to take that question. Wow. Yeah, really.
Next.
Yeah, what about it?
How's it going?
I won! Did you see the pictures?
Is field over?
With Joan with the cake all over her face?
Yeah. This was what evil thing you did, Pig.
No, it wasn't evil.
What was it?
I was being very nice.
What
she wanted some cake, so I gave it to
her. Yes, you did.
Okay, okay.
Well, what started the feud?
She started it. A long, 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 long time ago. Yeah. She actually auditioned for my role.
Yep, that's true.
In the Muppet Show.
Yep.
What?
Yep.
Behind my back, she did this to me.
Yep. She would have got it, too. It was very close. I mean, you know.
She would have got it.
Well, you
except,
came in.
Well, except I came in and I got her out. Yeah. But, you know, there's a lot of history between the two of us. And, there's a lot of ancient history if you just look at John.
Yes.
So there's that.
Yes. What?
So speaking of history,
yep.
Yes.
Is there any truth to the love story?
That sounds very kinky. I don't think mommy bloggers should be writing about things like that.
Let me get this straight.
Wow.
For movie, I was doing best acting of my career pretending that I liked the pig.
Oh, yeah?
Aww.
Oh, yeah?
It is true.
Well, I was acting too.
No, you
yeah.
are not. You think it is Kermit Frog. I know.
We knew it was
yes.
risky.
You thought I was
you
I was in team, I wasn't.
We knew it was risky bringing Constantine on a PR tour.
I tell it like it is.
Yeah.
What do you want, sir?
So, just kind of curious, how did you feel about doing the villain role and blowing stuff up?
Oh, it is the greatest pleasure of my life.
Yeah.
I enjoy to bloody things up. I enjoy stealing things. I enjoy stealing movie from Pig and other frog. I think I will now go steal other things from other shows. I
from
will
other
steal
movies?
Other shows.
Yep.
Yes.
Other shows.
You know what? Yes,
yeah,
other
I think,
shows.
I think
like
you should go do that.
I will go to the Modern Families. I will steal
yep.
that show.
Yeah.
I think I would be great on 60 Minutes. I could do in-depth report.
Why don't you go now? Why don't you
I will.
Now?
Right now I am going to be here to... mess with you, Pig.
Yeah, hold on to your wallets.
Yes.
Yes,
I want
yes.
to know, you think it's easy being green?
No, it is easy being mean. For me.
I wonder if you had to work out a lot for your scene, your fight scene.
No, actually, well, I learned a lot of my skills are natural. They are inherited. Some of my skills I learned in Dolog.
Yep.
And then
yep.
we also had stunt coordinator, who was very helpful to me.
Yep, yep.
With
yeah,
the,
that was me.
Yes, you were very good.
Yeah.
Teaching me how to hit and punch and kick.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
And the parkour. Who knew you were so good at parkour? I
yeah,
thought you
well,
were good
yeah.
at parkour.
That's what they used to call it.
Kermit?
Yes.
Since, last couple of decades, what makes the Muppets so timeless in your words?
none of us have watches. we really don't keep up with it, you know?
Except Walter.
Except Walter, yeah. Well, he will not be timeless. He's going to age. No,
the next movie is
going
to be all great.
Believe me, he ages on you. no, it's, you know, I think we try to stay current. We live in the real world, you know? We're out there, just like all of you.
Right now, we're here.
We are sitting in this room.
We are here right now.
We don't have any. These are just guys who carry us around. You see.
Yes.
I think you probably, hopefully, everybody watching sees an aspect of somebody they know, or maybe themselves, or maybe their friends. I think that's part of it. That's we sort of keep up with what's going on. We are au courant, as they say in that country I never go to.
Yes, in the back.
Kermit, I hear you do some really amazing impressions of some of your co-stars.
Kermit? Well,
I
could try.
He's what? You're a very good actor.
Yeah.
You're very good at playing yourself.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you playing someone else.
Well, I already did Constantine for you. That's sort of a logical one.
Yes.
I can do Ray Liotta.
Oh.
I work with Ray. It's very simple. You don't talk, and you just go. That's my Ray Liotta. My Danny Trejo is exactly like that, oddly.
See what I mean?
How about you, Piggy? Miss Piggy?
Yes?
Do you do any impressions?
Well, I do a couple.
Who do you do?
I'm pretty good at Fozzie Bear.
No way. Can you do Fozzie Bear?
Come on.
Really?
Let's hear it.
All right.
Come on, please.
Close your eyes. Or not. It doesn't really matter.
This is going to be great.
Ah, waka waka waka.
Whoa.
And I tell really bad jokes. So you don't really want to listen to any of them.
That is uncanny.
Okay, thank you.
Sounds exactly like Fuzzy Bear. Piggy, can you do Animal? Animal, the fuzzy one? The little puppy?
Oh, yeah,
dog?
Yeah.
What does Animal sound like?
This animal, yeah.
Piggy,
yeah,
amazing.
I stink really bad.
That is really good.
He really does stink.
Wow.
I'm gonna stay away from him.
Unbelievable.
Oh, so many hands.
Yeah.
You.
That's a question for Kermit.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Does
anybody know?
But
it's about Miss Piggy.
Oh.
Yes.
Apparently, it's in the cards that you are going to get married at some point. So I'd like to know, who's going to be your best man?
Well, I've been considering a number of people. If I were to ever tie the proverbial knot, strap on the old ball and chain, I've thought of Fozzie and Gonzo because they're friends.
Yes.
But I will tell you that I'm going to invite Constantine to the wedding.
Constantine?
You will.
Sure.
Well, really? I will get the invite?
You got an invite.
Okay,
yeah.
He's
okay
not coming. He's not going to be able to accept you.
I will be there.
Are you there? We have to invite Constantine to the wedding, baby.
I will be there.
Why?
Well, he's a frog. He's a co-star.
And in case Frog gets cold flipper, I can take your place. We will have a good laugh.
That's what I'm thinking. No. Are you saying that if Constantine comes, it's a problem?
It's a big problem.
Why?
Yeah.
My best man would be Constantine.
That is devious, Carlton.
I know.
Yes, he is taking a lesson from me.
We have time for about two more questions.
Two more questions?
Way back in the back.
That's crazy.
So Constantine,
what?
Is still a bad guy. No,
you'll be judged. What do you think? The only problem is that now with film, my face is everywhere.
Hmm.
So it will be very difficult to pull off big real caper, with having my face out there. Authorities will always be after me, so I may have to try to do other things.
We have to find something else for you to do.
Yes.
You know, I think with your skills,
as
kind of an extortionist and a robber and someone who just is devious, I think you could be a Hollywood agent.
Oh.
This is a good
idea, right? I think that worked pretty well, yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah. You're in the right town.
That is good. Hollywood does make me feel at home.
Yes, yes. Yes. There's some slime going on.
Yes.
I'm not even hurt.
Okay.
It's
all right.
How about over here? You haven't asked a question yet.
Miss Piggy, what is your favorite song to sing?
My favorite song? Well, any song that was written for moi, of course. You know, Wrecking Ball was actually originally written
for me. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
As was Celine Dion's big hit, My Heart Will Go On.
That was written for you?
Me? Yep. I gave it to her.
Wow.
Yeah, I gave her
Talk
a big
about
break.
A sinking ship.
Which is what I did in this movie, too. I gave her another big break, you know, to sing alongside Ma for a couple of verses.
And nobody breaks like Piggy.
No.
Nobody breaks like Piggy.
One last question.
Please. Yes.
I just was wondering what Miss Piggy's favorite food is, and it, could it be frog legs?
Oh.
The crowd gasped.
I hope not.
I would say that, you know, I do like to nibble on Kermit's toes.
Let's face it, what is not her favorite food? You love food, it is okay.
Yeah?
Embrace it.
That's true, I do love food.
Yes.
You have been speaking so much truth.
That is what I do, I tell you. I speak truth. It may be hard to hear sometime.
Yes.
You are pig.
But
it
I
is true.
It's true.
Yeah. You have wig. It is true. Right?
It's true. I mean, come on, let's face it. How many pigs do you see with long hair?
Lovely
like this?
Hair.
Mm-hmm.
It is good week.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Why can't you compliment me like that, huh?
Oh, boy. I never know.
You just be honest, Kermit.
What qualifies as a compliment changes by the moment. It's very strange.
Yes.
Very strange. Did all of you see the movie?
Yes.
Well, we hope you liked it. We hope you really enjoyed it.
Loved it.
We enjoyed it, too. We really think it's one of our best.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We're glad to have the chance to speak with you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys. Thanks.